Good morning. It's 8:04 with WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is the Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York, Kathy Hochul. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor Hochul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on the show.
I want to start with some news that broke yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says that her conference will have a supermajority of at least 42 members in 2021, ensuring that Democrats will have an unprecedented share of power in the state legislature. We know the Assembly's Democratic. The Governor Cuomo is a Democrat. And those absentee ballots that came in at the end really sort of overwhelmed what was at first thought not going to be a supermajority.
You know, and we had always thought that, and we said to everyone on election day, be patient, because we know that there are a large number of Democrats who took this virus seriously, who heeded our calls to either vote early in a very much less confined setting than they would on election day to spread out over 9 days. But also, we just said, this is the year you can actually vote by absentee, so you don't have to have an excuse. Ordinarily, you have to have one of a number of excuses. And this year, we said, because of concern over COVID, it's a smarter way to do it, to vote from home. And so many votes came in that way that it actually changed the dynamic of some of the predictions that were some of the elections that people thought they called for Republicans on election night. So it was actually quite extraordinary to see the seats that have been expected to be red be turning blue. And so now we do have a supermajority. Every one of these individuals we supported, and the governor and I were out there fundraising, doing Zoom calls and calling supporters for them. And so it's a great day for New York State because we have good, willing partners and we have a lot ahead of us. We have a very aggressive agenda to help us get through not just the health side of the pandemic, but also the recovery.
Speaking of Thanksgiving coming this week, and this is going to be a difficult time when you have a pandemic. We know that you and so many public officials are urging people to stay put. Your thoughts this morning on the COVID-19 pandemic amid what is going to be a holiday season?
Whether it's Easter or Passover celebrations for Mother's Day, Father's Day, we sacrificed a lot and always thought, well, at least we'll have Thanksgiving. At least we'll have the holidays in December together. And it's really hard as a human being to say, no, we have to continue this isolation from our loved ones who don't live in our immediate house. I had to tell my dad in Florida, we're not going to see him this year. I won't be able to visit him. My two adult children in Washington, they thought they could come up. There's only, two and a spouse. So why couldn't they come? They already were tested. They were quarantining. And I said, kids, even if they're driving up, just don't come up. It's not a safe time. So I understand the sacrifice. But if we don't do this now, we'll be paying for this for months and months to come. And tomorrow will be a lot better if we're smart to these holidays. These next 6 weeks are very vulnerable for all of us.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul of New York, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to all your listeners as well.